Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm in the studio today with Benny. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, ladies.
Here with Mary Jane. We thank you all for tuning in. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she's been there since 1991. She does the TAPS system. I always mess this up. The Accelerated Performance System, which is a technique to muscle test your body, find out what your deficiencies are. She recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets in, repairs, supports, and brings your body back into balance. And as we all know, when your body is in balance, things are good. You're happy, you feel good, you have energy, no stress, things are good. When you're out of balance, that's when you need to call Mary Jane. Hello, Mom.
Or you could call me before you're out of balance. And so you stay in balance.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you stay healthy, things are always better. Today's topic is what is your energy vibration? Where are you energetically? Because if you're at a good energetic level, you stay healthy. You're not compromised. On the way into the show this morning, we were talking about the Legionnaires.
Headline in the paper today.
Legionnaires' disease.
In the hospital. One person died from
Two people have died from Legionnaires' disease. And So we're talking about that. And obviously it's bacteria.
Well, what they talked about, where it came from in the hospital, is sinks and the ice machine.
I didn't read the article, so this is actually baffling to me.
And what do I always talk about doing your drains and cleaning your drains, because gases come up those drains, you breathe in those gases, and it causes toxic stomach, bacteria in your stomach, that goes through your kidney and bladder and affects your kidney and bladder and can cause some major issues. And if you're already compromised being in a hospital, and then that happens, that just pushes you over the edge.
Exactly. So if your health is already compromised, you know, your chances of getting ill
are higher.
Are much higher. So,
but what was fascinating to Nancy was the idea about how I always talk about the drains and how important it is to clean your drains in your house, because when you breathe in that bacteria and gases, it causes the toxic stomach, and then it causes your kidney to be inflamed, because all that bacteria goes through your kidney.
Well, and you know, I understand the drain thing, but sometimes I think when she mentions it, you know, some of the listeners out there are going, what is she talking about? But it's true. I mean, I notice it at the house. If I start getting a little congested, you know, or my stomach's a little off, because that doesn't really happen to me. Okay, that's a reminder. Time to clean the drain.
And I know I talk about those drains a lot. And I have to say, in my office, it is, and what I see when I talk to people, one of the most common things that causes the congestion and causes some health issues, and when those drains are used to clean them, you use baking soda, fourth a cup of baking soda and about 3 cups of white vinegar down the drain. You put the baking soda in first and then the vinegar, because it fizzles up like a volcanic.
And
then you wait 20 minutes and then you put hot water down. And some drains are so bad you have to repeat it several times in order to get it. Because think about down, especially showers and tubs are always the worst. Think about the hair and the gunk and everything down those drains. And then those fumes come up, and that's what you're breathing in that's causing the bacteria.
And not only does it affect you, it also affects your pet. And we are going to go to the phones, and we have a question from Carlo. Carlo, how are you?
Hello, good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Great. What is your question for Mary Jane this morning?
Well, I have an American Bulldog who's 11 years old, and for the last few years, he's had a skin condition they call keratosis. Very sensitive skin condition, and I've not been able to find a solution other than, you know, just regular antibiotics, etc., which don't actually cure the problem.
Oh my goodness, a bulldog, how cute. Okay,
go ahead. Okay, so here for you, Carla, you have to clean your drains again. Do you live in a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Yeah. And so when I talk about cleaning your drains, it's about putting the vinegar and baking soda down the drains, because the gases that come up, when you breathe in those gases, it causes bacteria in the stomach. That bacteria goes through the kidney and bladder and irritates it, and skin conditions have to do with kidney and bladder. So why you never get rid of it with all the treatment is because you're never getting rid of what the cause is.
So what is the puppy's name?
Winston.
Oh, my God. I love it. Winston.
So have you ever cleaned your drains?
No, I've moved recently, so no, I don't believe they've been cleaned.
Okay. So you put the vinegar, the baking soda and vinegar down all the drains and put double down the tub or shower. And then repeat.
Okay.
Then repeat it every week for about 1, 2, 3. You got to do it every week for 4 weeks, and then you do
okay.
it.
What?
Then you do it once a month, and you
okay.
have to keep it up. And then what else? Winston needs. He could use some nutrition. I mean, if you call our office for an appointment for him, we could do it by phone too. But he needs some nutrition to clean up his stomach. His digestion is off. He has bacteria
right.
in his stomach. And then his kidney's
right.
a little inflamed, so he needs some nutrition to heal that kidney. Because whatever you're doing or done, you still
yeah.
have the, you still have the same problem.
Yes, and, I do. Yeah, it's been a long time now. Yes.
Yeah, and then when you get that, and again, even if you did the nutrition and didn't do the house, it wouldn't work. So by
okay.
doing the house, it's going to help you, but he still might need a little help with some nutrition.
Right. Anything for kidneys that I can just access immediately, or
not really. The products I use are very specific, and
uh-huh.
I would say, what kind of food do you feed your dog?
Well, that's an issue too, because I'm trying to find something that will work. You know, he had trouble keeping weight on, so I was advised to mix some rice and sweet potatoes and, you know, ground meat with his kibble. And try to get weight on him, but it was difficult to try to keep weight on him.
Okay, and what kind of kibble do you do?
Well, it was just a natural balance kibble, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't score very good what you're giving him. So,
right.
So there are some better products, a product that I like, I mean, that's out there. You could look online. It's called Life Abundance.
Okay.
And you have to get it online, but it's a pure product and doesn't have any chemicals or anything bad in it. But that that product scores good for him. The one you're using scores a -2. So that won't help his skin or his kidney either.
No.
So
no.
The sweet potato, and that's okay, but the Life Abundance scores good for him. And
okay.
I would get the regular, it's for regular dogs and puppies. You could get that.
Yeah.
They have a grain-free one, and that actually doesn't score as good for them. The regular one scores the best for them.
Okay, the regular Life Abundance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to do something different because nothing's worked, you know.
Yeah, and like I say, when you call the office for an appointment, the difference is I'm able to monitor him, give him exactly what he needs, and make sure you get the results. Because if you just go get something, and there's so much on the market, that doesn't mean it's going to work. And so, and you've been through quite a bit with this poor guy. So those are some things, solutions you could do. Do your drains, switch your dog food, and then see how he does. And you could always call our office for an appointment, and we'll fine-tune him and help you out.
I will do that. A friend of mine recommended it. So, yes. Okay. We'll do.
All right.
Thank you, Carlo. All right. Go out and get yourself some baking soda and vinegar. Get those drains done today. You can do it. Winston. I love that name. Bulldog. Oh, my gosh. How fun.
Yeah, Nancy sometimes wanted to bring home a bulldog or go get a bulldog or a Newfie.
A Newfie. That was my
choices.
Other dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like, that didn't happen. But I have a beautiful golden retriever named Paddington who I love with all my heart, and he's the cutest boy ever. Okay, as you know, Mary Jane's here to take your calls to find out where you are energetically. If you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, Carlo, give her office a call at 888 888- 877-4232. And the beauty, you don't have to actually show up. Winston doesn't have to travel. Doesn't have to travel to Issaquah. But let me tell you, if Winston's going to travel to Issaquah, Rhonda needs to call me because I'd like to be there to meet Winston. So anyway, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with Benny.
Hello.
He's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm Nancy, your co-host, and I'm here with Mary J. Mack, who also is my mom. So proud to have her as my mom. She keeps me in a good tip-top condition, healthy, keeps my energy up. So we're going to go to the phones and talk to Liz from California. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Doing well today, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And awesome.
What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, my question is if you can give me some kind of a direction or information on the future, life, love, just future in general.
Of you?
This will be good.
So what do you?
I would say scan her. Just go through her body, see what's going on.
All right. So you're pretty healthy. Do you feel pretty healthy?
Yes, I do.
Yep, you're pretty healthy.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what's her emotional energy vibration? Or
you test out pretty good. I don't actually predict or look into the future. If you give me some information about what's going on, I could tell you how that's going to work for you.
Great. Okay. Well, you know, I take care of my father, so, you know, I'm pretty much work and then back home, and was looking, you know, to just try to think about what my future might be, but...
Well, there's a lot of good energy around you. It's very positive energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So is there something 6. You think about that you might like to do? Is there something in the back of your mind that you're maybe thinking about doing in the future?
Marriage.
How old are you?
58.
Is there a potential guy out there right now? That you're thinking of, or
yeah, there is.
Okay, see, now that, there we go. Now we're kind of getting into Mary Jane's thing. So, are you dating this guy?
No.
Okay. So, but do you talk?
We're friends.
Okay, you're friends. You keep. Okay, so now we can ask Mary Jane. Well,
he's not the one.
Oh, jeez. See, she's so. She could be so cruel sometimes.
But you know what? I was thinking that too.
Yeah. Oh. No, he's not the one.
He's not the one.
See, if you give me some information, I can score that and tell you how that is or what's happening with that. Or if there's something you want to do or something you're doing, I can tell you're going to be going in a different direction. I get that when 5 months, something's going to change for you. But when you're working, are you working full-time taking care of your dad?
Working full-time at an animal clinic, which I love.
Okay.
Yeah, and then my dad is very elderly, and I live with him and just take care of his needs.
Well, all that has a lot of good energy around it, you taking care of your dad.
God bless you.
Yeah, and your dad, there's good energy around him, so that's all very positive. Your work is good.
All right, I'm gonna step in, Liz. I'm just going to see if I can throw some questions at Mary Jane and see if we can't get that. So do you think there's a possibility Liz will meet someone, some hottie who comes into the animal clinic who's got some rocking, like, awesome dog in the next 3 months?
It doesn't necessarily mean she's going to meet somebody there, but I do get you're going to meet somebody, and it could be as soon as a couple weeks, anywhere from 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks you could meet somebody.
Wow, awesome.
There's somebody out there, and it's not that far away. But you need to make the list of what you want so you attract this person.
Oh, okay.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you got to write the list of exactly what you want and all the qualities that
you're looking
for. There's no limits, limits. You want to go for the gusto, abundance, everything.
Let me just say this. You have to be specific.
Okay.
Because if you're not specific, you're going to get all those things that you asked for, and then
that I haven't found so far.
Yeah, and then you're going to get some things that you didn't ask for, and it's going to be like, oh, so be as specific as you can.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
And then the more energy you put out there to what you want and what that looks like, then you bring it to you. So it's really up to you to create that reality.
Okay.
And bring it to you because it's there, but you have to be specific. Remember, we're taught we really need to ask for what we want, not just kind of float out there and think it's going to land on you. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what I suggest during breakout work today? You just sit down, you get yourself a little notebook, and you just start writing, you know, he's got to be handsome, tall, good shoulders, super hot.
A nice person.
I was getting there.
Gotcha.
Nice person, excellent morals, values.
Just be specific because you have the energy to do that.
Okay.
Everything around you is good. So it's just for you to bring it in and you could have it all.
Awesome. Wow, that's great. I will sit down and do my little
And then you let us know how it comes out.
I was going to say, would
I hear so much about you. I want to thank you all for what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Aren't you sweet?
Yeah, we want to hear back from you.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'll let you know in the next couple weeks.
Okay,
that
perfect.
That sounds great, Liz.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Have a great day. Well, that was fun, wasn't
that
fun? Okay, now we're going to go to Mary.
Mary from Bellevue. Hello.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, good.
What's your question for Mary Jane?
I broke my arm last week.
Well, that doesn't sound fun.
No, it was not. But I don't have to have surgery, and I don't have to have a cast, but I have to, not be really careful with it for the next, the next month or so. So I just wanted to get her take on what was happening with me.
How does that work? No cast.
Well, where's the break at?
The break is I did a little compression of the radial head and just a little bit on the end of the humeral head. So it's close to the joint. So
what did you do?
It's in the joint, so they're concerned about if they cast it, then there won't be enough movement.
Right, right. Well, how does it work, Nancy? You mentioned no casting. They don't do casts like they used to because there's not enough. It restricts it so much, then it changes the way that bone grows, and it changes your whole...
I know, but I'm just thinking if it's broken, that can be kind of dangerous. Well, do you put it in a sling? Do you wear a sling so you don't... Oh, okay. I was thinking, you got a broken arm, you're just out there, kind of hanging out with it, and somebody runs into you. It's like, wow.
So how did you break it?
How did I break it? I tripped. It was a low chain. I was out doing an errand. I was, thinking about other things. The light was a little low, and I think my right toe tripped on the chain.
So okay. So can I ask what arm, left or right arm?
My right arm.
What's right? Letting go or taking?
Letting go. Letting go.
Well, it could be a good thing, Mary. Letting go of something.
And I also landed. I got some cuts on my face. And I had to have the one, it's like right where my third eye is. I had to have glued shut. So
you had to have what? It's hard to, you're breaking up, Mary.
She got a cut where her third eye is, and they had to glue it shut.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's your question?
She wants to know, let's just go through and talk about her arm. What can she do to help her arm heal better?
Well, for your arm, what shows up when I check you, your kidney is off. Your right kidney is off, and kidney has to do with bones. So it's
and fear.
And fear issues. So what I get is your kidney is got a lot of sludge in it, and it's a little inflamed. And do you have any back pain or digestive issues?
Digestive, yes.
Yeah, because that could come from kidney, too. So so when you have the your bones have to do with your kidney. And so it's good to go to the source and make sure that your kidney is healthy to help your bones heal and strengthen your bones. And so that's, I would say, give our office a call so we could get you on a program to, because your right arm scores a 6. So it's definitely needs some nutritional help. When it's broken, it usually scores. So it scores a 6 first, and then it scores high because it's broken. So what you have to do is balance those numbers and get you on the right program so that heals properly, and then you don't have any long-term issues with it.
All right, I'm going to interject here. Mary Jane can tell me if I'm right or wrong. But remember we've talked about how the universe will kind of nudge you or tap you and get your attention about something? Could this be something like she was needed to slow down
or pay attention
to something
in your life? So what's going on in your life?
Is there anything, does that ring any bells, any aha things come in, Mary?
I am. I'm trying, my kids are a little bit older, and I'm trying to transition back into working more, so that's certainly been up in my, in my thinking about that a lot.
Okay, so what it really boils down to is you have some fear issues about what you're doing, and when you're and the broken bone is to get your attention and pay attention, and to the universe is trying to help you to get it, to work through these fears.
And to let it go, and, let go of the fear.
And move on into your power. It's all about you standing in your power right now. And when you're having those kind of injuries, you're backing away. You're not moving forward. So it's all about you have the power to, you just have to start using it and move into it instead of backing away from it.
Does that make sense, Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Yes. Give us a call and we'll help you with your arm and help you with getting balanced with your energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232, and Rhonda is in the office right now. However, if you actually call the office and get the answering machine, that just means Rhonda's on the other line or talking to a client. So just leave your name and number, and Rhonda will get back to you as soon as possible. Time for us to take another short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Many of us have been overwhelmed when we discover how powerful we truly are. We really can change things. When we set an intention and move in a direction, we uncover the blocks, the fear, and the agreements that until now we have believed would keep us safe and preserve the status quo. What if today you allow that power, allow that moment, and that overwhelm? Just sit with it as long as you can. Need help? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Took my arm. I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said,
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, here with Mary Jane and Benny. Thanks for those tunes.
Anytime. My pleasure.
Love that chair dancing during the break.
Shut up and dance. That's basically what the song is all about.
It's a party in the studio. Okay, I'm going to give out Mary Jane's office number one more time. For those of you who've called, give her office call, get your appointments. Mary can get her arm fixed. Carlo can get Winston taken care of. And remember, Carlo, if you actually take Winston to the office, I need to be notified so I can come meet Mr. Winston. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. We are going to go to the phones and talk to April in Ohio. Hi, April. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, I wondered if I didn't have anything like super specific, but the thing that's been on my mind this Mercury retrograde cycle has been guilt. I've had a lot of feelings of guilt come up. So I wondered if Mary Jane could just give me a scan and see if I have any, I guess, health issues connected to that or advice of how to lift that, because I know it's an old, old energy that's ready to go.
Okay, so let's just scan her and see where.
So the first thing I pick up is your gallbladder.
Gallbladder is resentment.
So do you have digestive issues?
I do.
Yep. So you're, because your gallbladder is a two, you're stuck at a two. That's a lot of old resentment, old anger. Because when your gallbladder is a two, the rest of your organs are a two, and your brain's a two. So you're in a low frequency. And that could be why you're feeling the way you do. And, Mercury retrograde, of course, can push all kinds of things and make you upset things and push you to change. And that's what's happening with you. So what you need to do is take care of your gallbladder, and you could call our office. We could put you on a program. But that's when you're a two, gallbladder's a two, that's kind of a crisis because you have a lot of heavy sludge in there and you're stuck.
And sludge, that's like, you know, old foods, can't move through.
Old emotions. A lot of old emotions.
A lot of stuckness. So is there anything else? So we got the gallbladder, one.
The gallbladder affects everything. Gallbladder and bile duct, that affects everything. So now you have that, but all your other organs are functioning in low gear. So you are you tired?
I have a baby, so I feel like I'm doing okay, but yeah, I definitely get tired sometimes. Yeah. I don't have the energy to enjoy what I do, I guess.
Exactly. When you're two, how old is your baby?
I'm one and a half.
Okay. So when you're in that frequency, you're a two out of a 10. So that gives you an idea of where you're at, and that's how you feel. And so when we use nutrition to clean out your gallbladder and get you back in balance energetically again, you come back to life and you feel good and you're happy and you could do things. And that's where you should be with a little baby like that. You should be enjoying life more.
Right. So I'm surprised I can enjoy it. If it's at a two, I'm surprised I get as much enjoyment as I do. When I call the office, the solution is nutrition and energy and feeding it.
Yes. You need to get your body back in balance, and you need supplements, specific supplements. Then we will go over your food program. You shouldn't be eating dairy or wheat and for right now. And when we do that, then it's just a matter of a short time till everything starts functioning again and you feel good. So it's an easy solution.
It can happen, April.
So there you go.
Yeah. That's good news. Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. No, as soon as you get on the right nutrition to push all that sludge and stuff out of the gallbladder, it's amazing how much better you're going to feel.
You probably felt like this before, but Mercury being in retrograde made all these things a little, brought
heavier.
It up a little more for you.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe it's resentment or guilt that you don't have the energy to take care of the new little one. But April, you gotta call the office, because once that little one turns two, you are going to be running with that little one. Okay, we are going to go to Jim in Olympia. Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
Hey, Jim. This is one of my favorite guys. My favorite guys. We're happy to have you.
Well, listen, I'll try to keep this short. I know you have people in line. I just want to first off say, every time I talk about Mary Mack or introduce anybody to her, I say to them, this is the woman that saved my life.
Now, you're amazing.
I don't take that lightly. That's a big deal. I'm alive today because of you, Mary. You know it, and I know it.
Well, thank you.
So tell us, Jim, how did she save your life? Give us a brief of what was going on.
Several years ago, I got very sick. It started off with hand twitching. It got worse and worse. I kept going to my local health provider, which I won't name, big outfit.
That's good.
I finally started becoming paralyzed. I've got Charlie horses in my hands, my legs, and all my joints were inflamed. My right side of my body became paralyzed. I turned white as a sheet. Test after test, doctor after doctor, specialist after specialist, probes after probes. They finally hit the jackpot. They told me they knew what I had, and it was called multifocal motor neuropathy, which I didn't know what it was. They said, we have a thing that will keep you alive, but you're going to be a vegetable, and we're going to give you these blood and chemical injections every week for the rest of your life to keep you alive. And I went home, and I have never tried anything alternative. It wasn't in my thing to do. Didn't believe in it. I told my wife, I said, this is what they want to do, and I'm not going to do it. I could already tell I was dying. And I told my wife, I said, I'm just going to go ahead and die. And then my sister-in-law gave my wife a little deal about Mary Mack up in Issaquah, and I didn't want to go. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I know. I remember the first time you came. It came because your wife brought you there.
I have to say, Jim, you know, when she first started doing it, we all thought she was a little crazy. So when people, you know, talk about her, they think, woohoo, little out there. But you came, right?
Well,
obviously.
Mary, don't you even know this? When I got there, there was a young Asian woman sitting in her office. This is in the old facility. And I was nervous about going into there with something that wasn't with my doctor, because my doctors really had given up on me. And I was dying. I was so sick, I couldn't think. I was white as a sheet all the time. I was dragging my whole right side because my leg wasn't even working right anymore. The pain was unbelievable. And there was an Asian woman sitting there, and I asked her before I went in, I said, are you getting any help here? I figured she said, no, this is just a place for you don't want to be. I was going to run out of the place and go home and just die. But she told me all the things that Mary had done for her. So I go in. I'll do this quickly. Mary examines me for 5 minutes and says, you don't have anything that your doctors and clinics say you have. You don't have any of it.
What'd you have, Jim? Tell us.
She told me that I was impacted with parasites. She says, you're a very sick man, but your real problem is you're impacted with parasites. I thought, it can't be true. Surely, these clinics, surely this nice-looking middle-aged woman can't be ahead of all the machines and the probes they stuck in me everywhere. All the specialists I've gone to, surely she can't be right.
And she comes up with parasites.
So, my brain was even not working, functioning. They gave me the pills to take to kill the parasites, and I couldn't even read them. My fingers didn't even work on my right hand anymore. There was no feeling. I mean, I felt them, but the nerves didn't work. So they actually broke the out and started me on some pills then. I went home. 2 days later, colors started coming back into my body, and people thought I had a suntan all of a sudden, and my fingers started working. Within about 2 months, I was almost all the way back to normal. I went back to my local doctor. They didn't know what to do.
Don't you love that? I love that.
Yeah, I went back and they put it in my record. They said, we don't understand it.
But they didn't ask you what you did they?
Well, you know me, Mary. I told them what I did.
They probably didn't care.
I did two things. I did a lot of praying, and I overcame the fear in most men of going to an alternative anything. Men hate doctors anyway, and alternatives even worse. And you have to overcome that fear. And Mary, I love you.
Oh, thank you, Jim. You're my favorite guy. And I take care of Jim, not only Jim. He's been a long-time client of mine. I take care of his whole family, his kids, his grandkids. And so I'm blessed to have such a wonderful family as part of my team. So thank you, Jim, for sharing.
In fact, Mary, we're coming there next week, you know, one day, and I'm going to do something for you that you don't even do. I'm going to stop by my favorite donut shop on the way up there, and I'm going to buy you a maple bar, even though you won't eat it.
You do that, Jim. You buy one for me, because you know what? I'm going to eat it.
Take it for the team.
I'm going to eat it. I'm going to take one for the team.
Yeah.
I always say, everything in moderation.
Thank you, Jim.
See, everything in moderation. Mary won't eat it, but I'm going to buy her one anyway, because I love this woman.
I know. She's kind of a...
I love you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim, for calling in. I'll be looking for that maple bar. Yeah, let me just say, she is kind of a little stickler when it comes to certain foods. You just want to, like, you want to say, are you kidding me? I'll tell you a story when we come back. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letteruintuit.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane and Benny. We love, love Benny.
So that was a fun call.
That was a fun call. Yeah. And I actually worked in Mary Jane's office a long time ago, and I know Jim and his family. And again, Jim, I'm looking forward to that maple bar. So, regarding Mom and her food, she's a little crazy. It didn't score good. You know what my motto is? It doesn't matter. If it doesn't score good, I just take a little extra nutrition so it doesn't bother you. So I can still enjoy whatever it is. Like the fair. We went to the fair. Love those kalinkas. I know it's not the best thing
for me. Those score good.
Oh, see, those score are okay. Good. Yeah. Kalinkas are okay.
Yeah.
I've given up on the
corn
dogs.
It depends on what it is and how fresh it is and what's in it. But there's food that scores. Usually when it's made fresh and it's made properly, it has a high vibration, it's going to be good. If not, it's like, why eat it?
Well, sometimes you just got to take one for the team, like Benny said, and eat it. Like, I mean, my God, sometimes
if we know
not,
your eating style anyways, it'd be a bite, and then I'm good.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. Oh,
I've got some tape somewhere as you're saying that.
It depends on what it is, so...
Yeah.
I can chow down on some, really good food. Like, there was an example. Went to get my hair cut. There's a French bakery. They have killer bread. Now, I could sit down and eat a whole freaking loaf of bread with butter. And they had some banana bread. I said, oh, God, I love banana bread. I'm going to go ahead and get that. I brought it home. Gave some to Miss Mary Mac here. So, that's good. That was the only thing that I've actually seen you eat more than one or two pieces of. It was amazing. But, it scored really good. It scored in the vibration.
Well, the idea is when we're talking about scoring, so people understand, I score things from 0 to 10. If it has good energy or the right energy, it's going to score a 7 or better. And if it scores a 7 or better, that means it has life to it. It has energy. When it's below that, it's what I call dead food. It's not good for you. And those are the foods that you're more likely to gain weight from or clog up your gallbladder.
Exactly. So, I try and eat live things all the time. But every once in a while, I have to have a little bit of that deadness to make me feel good. So, you know what? That maple bar technically could score a 10.
It could.
But
it
doubt you would eat it even if it scored a 10.
Well, we'll talk about energy.
Yes. All right.
It's like food in your refrigerator. Same thing. If it's there more than 3 days, it's dead. So when people are eating old food, that's what gives you a toxic stomach, clogs up your kidney, your gallbladder. So you got to look at what you're doing and what's around you and think about fresh. And if you're not, you make something and you're not going to eat it, then put it in the freezer. And it'll be okay.
I know I'm a stickler for those expiration dates. I know that they've come out and said, oh, even though it has a date, doesn't mean it's dead. But I'm a stickler for those. Sometimes I drive my father absolutely crazy. I'll go over and pull something out. Nope, it's dead. It's like, it expired yesterday. My dad's like, you're kidding, aren't you? What do you mean? It's still good. Nope, it's dead. So, but the dead food does clog up your gallbladder. You do gain weight from it. And, you can get bloated and lethargic. So I understand the whole...
But even like fresh things like from the French bakery are good. They're good. And fresh things wherever you get them made.
And I have to say, whenever it's a treat to go get my haircut, because I go to that French bakery and I can sit down and eat the whole loaf of challah bread with butter And it's just fat. I mean,
now,
I won't.
She could,
eat the
but
whole
she
loaf.
Doesn't.
I eat
yeah,
maybe.
You sound like.
I maybe eat a third. Well, I only get it once every 6 weeks. So, you know, I could eat.
She doesn't eat a third at one time.
But it's not a very big loaf. But yeah, that's my guilty pleasure. I'm not into chocolate or anything else, but give me some good bread. I'm happy. All right, Mary Jane. It was a great show. Do you have any more thoughts on what people could do to get their energy up?
Well, your energy, remember, your energy around, it depends on the people you're around, too. So if you're yawning and spacey and you feel tired, you could have good energy, but somebody around you could be tired and they draw from you and drain your energy. And that happens all the time. And it's about putting yourself in a bubble and being aware of it. Filling your space with positive energy and clearing all negativity, and know that this, you know, even talking to somebody on the phone, you could lose your energy. And if you're doing, you know, the right things, you could tell when you have good energy because you feel good. You feel good. You're happy. When your energy isn't good, you feel bummed out. You could have a little melancholy, be up and down. You're tired. You're dragging. It's a given that your energy is not, something's wrong.
Well, and the other thing, you can get drained by people you don't even know. You're sitting next to somebody at a concert, at a movie theater, on the airplane, in a waiting room.
Exactly. I mean, and that's where you always have to be on alert to put yourself in a bubble and fill your space with positive energy. And because the one sign when people are taking your energy, like on a plane or sitting somewhere, you fall asleep and you start drooling.
Oh, my God. That's,
a sign, real big sign that somebody is absolutely taking your energy.
And there's nothing worse than waking up and having drool. Oh, embarrassing.
So that's the back part of your brain that loses its charge. Because your heart is your main battery. And if your heart is balanced, with all your organs are balanced, then your heart is strong. And if your brain is your second battery, and if that battery is low, then your brain energy can affect your heart energy.
All right. So I'm going to give out Mary Jane's information again. Give her office a call. Find out where you're at, especially before the holidays. Get an appointment. Get back into balance and tuned
up. Do your
up.
Drains.
Do your drains. But first, Mary Jane's contact information. Office number 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And with the holidays coming up and family and parties, why not get tuned up ahead of time?
Get tuned up and feel good and be able to stay feeling good. You don't have to go through the holidays gaining weight. If your body is in balance and you know what to do to keep your blood sugar stable, that's not an issue.
Yeah, don't get on that vicious cycle where you have all the holiday parties and then, you know, January 1st comes, you join the gym and you do that for about 2 weeks and fall off the wagon again. If your body's in balance, you eat the right things, you're doing the right things, you're not gaining the weight.
You don't overeat.
Exactly. You don't have those cravings for all that crazy stuff. And always with anything in moderation.
And we teach you. What to do if you are going to a party and what to have.
All right. Do you have any words of wisdom for your listening audience, Mary Jane?
I say, like some of our callers today, be clear on what you want. Know that you can attract any good thing into your life or bad thing. It's all a matter of what you're thinking and what your reality is. So create what you want by writing it down, see it clearly, and know that anything is possible, and dream big. When you ask for something, go big.
And the universe will provide.
Exactly.
Love to thank all of our listeners today, and especially everybody who called in, and appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the day, and we will be with you next month. This was the Mary J. Maxx Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Some kind of wonder it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends.